Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Wisconsin DOT is warning drivers to be on the lookout for pavement buckling as the temps soar throughout the day. The National Weather Service says the combination of high temperatures and tropical humidity will make it feel like it's close to 100 degrees today. Traffic authorities say pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. When the pressure of pavement expanding is too much, it can buckle, causing unexpected bumps or dips in the road. DOT workers say to slow down, buckle up, and make sure your attention is focused on the road. They're reminding drivers to watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for any roadside workers repairing damaged pavement. You can always check 511, too, for the latest on any traffic incidents or delays. Brown County reached record-breaking numbers in tourism last year, generating an unprecedented $1.5 billion in total economic impact. Newly released data from Tourism Economics shows visitors made 6.7 million trips to Brown County last year and spent more than $909 million at local businesses. Of course, the NFL draft played a big role in those numbers, but community leaders say the impact extended beyond that event. Nick Miser with Discover Green Bay says large-scale events after the draft, like the USA Gymnastics National Championships, helped maintain the momentum created by the draft. Some people in Hobart can barely believe what they're seeing lately. Village officials say they're getting reports of black bear sightings in the southern part of the village of Hobart. Authorities say bears are normally solitary forest animals, but their powerful sense of smell can lead them to areas populated by humans in search of food. Officials are reminding people to clean and store outside grills and secure food, garbage, and recycling, and never feed or approach bears. Feeding can cause bears to become a little too comfortable around humans. A Green Bay healthcare worker is facing charges for allegedly having sex with a patient who has the mental capacity of a 12-year-old. 26-year-old Elias Skenador is charged with 4 counts of second-degree sexual assault by an employee of a residential facility. According to the criminal complaint, the incidents happened in March and May. If convicted, Skenador could spend the rest of his life behind bars. Green Bay police are searching for 2 drivers involved in a shooting yesterday afternoon on the city's west side. Police say they were called to the 1500 block of Velp Avenue for reports of shots fired and 2 vehicles driving away. No one was injured in the shooting. Police found one of the vehicles involved within minutes of the incident, but are still searching for a purple sedan and both drivers. Anyone with information is asked to call the Green Bay Police Department. Wisconsin's Peninsula State Park is being named one of the greatest state parks in the nation. The area is ranked at number 3 on USA Today's 2026 10 Best list. The Door County Park is a popular destination for tourists, featuring 400 campsites, 20 miles of hiking trails, a summer theater, and more. Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls State Park and the Mohican State Park in Ohio were ranked at numbers 1 and 2 on the list. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The road might buckle up. The DOT is warning drivers to watch for pavement buckling as high temperatures move across parts of Wisconsin this week. Pavement buckles can happen when the weather quickly shifts from cool to very hot. As the pavement expands, slabs can push against each other and create sudden bumps or dips in the road. Officials say it's difficult to predict where buckling may happen, so drivers should stay alert, slow down, and keep their full attention on the roadway. Drivers can check 511 Wisconsin for the latest traffic incidents or delays. Serious pavement problems should be reported by calling 911. The owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company is pushing back after being left off the ballot for governor. According to WizPolitics, Kirk Bangstad now plans to take the fight to court. State election officials say Bangstad only had about 1,500 valid signatures to get on the Democratic ballot. That's well below the required 2,000. Bangstad argues some were thrown out unfairly and wants to know how close he really came. He has faced criticism in the past for controversial statements, including social media posts about wishing for the death of President Donald Trump. For now, the Elections Commission is moving ahead with finalizing the ballot. And tourism is booming across Wisconsin, hitting a record $27 billion in economic impact in 2025. Recent numbers show growth in every corner of the state. Officials say Southeast Wisconsin played a key role, with all seven counties seeing gains. Milwaukee County alone contributed $4.4 billion, while the city drew more than 22 million visitors. State leaders say the industry supports jobs and local businesses statewide. Total visits reached nearly 118 million last year. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Crew lose in Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the A's 7-5. That snapped a four-game Brewers winning streak. Milwaukee's Robert Gasser giving up four home runs in five innings pitched. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's got to grow from this and understand to pitch in the big leagues. You got to have an out pitch. You got to have something that, you know, they can swing and miss at.
Gasser, after the loss.
Knowing it's like odds are I'm probably going to go out. So just trying to limit those, but, you know, ran to a couple of them. Just got to execute a couple off-speed pitches a little bit better. Thought the four seam played pretty well. Sinker was good. Just played really well. Just a couple that got away from me that ended up out of the park.
The series wraps up tonight. NFL, Packers mandatory minicamp continues today in Green Bay. Boys High School Golf, Edgerton's Owen Waggy shot an 8-under par to win the Division I state title at University Ridge in Madison. Cade Whelan of Milton was second at 7-under. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Some storms could be severe. Highs in the lower 90s. A better chance for storms tonight, some could be strong to severe, lows in the upper 60s.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.